Okay, now let's get started. Let's talk for a moment about transparency. And let's talk about how it is, what are the components of transparency? Now, it does have parts to it. And the parts it has to it happen to be starting with being in the moment, starting with anchoring yourself to what is occurring for you in the moment. Now, in the information for tonight's class, we included some information about this aspect of transparency. But in particular, we want to talk about the way in which you enter the moment. Now, we talked about judgments, which is one of the reasons why we call your eyes your deceivers. More than any other sense, your eyes deceive you because they are showing you something that isn't real. And yet, around this unreal thing, you have judgments, which you often call opinions, or suggestions, or help, or, well, whatever euphemism you want to use for the fact that whatever is occurring in the moment is something that you have ideations about that are not on the useful end of things. What is more useful, as we've mentioned already, and we're going to probably mention it more times than this, is the idea of simply seeing every bit of input from your senses as being merely information. That these experiences of these five senses is informational. It is here to tell you something about what is occurring for you in this moment. And it doesn't matter if what is occurring for you in the moment includes other people, other beings. It's all the same. It is all informational. In this group, there is a sincere commitment to applying what you're learning. And we're just going to say keep going. Because it's keep going. There's nothing else that you really at this point in the process can do anyway. Keep going. The path always leads up. It always leads upward. It is always leading you to a greater and greater level of awareness, a greater state of beingness, a more inclusive and therefore expanded. You know, Jupiter is your friend, but so is Saturn. Together, their polarity cries out for balance. You know, the personality frequently has this desire that if some is good, more is better. And if more is better, even more is better than better. Where does it end? It's really important to to recognize that while expansion and expansion of consciousness is absolute, but expansion and expansion of love, those are the two exceptions. Expansion of love, expansion of consciousness. Now you can gain both through your interaction with materiality. In fact, that's why you're here. It's to interact with materiality on a number of different levels. And we've talked about some of it before. We've talked about some of it in the information you'll be receiving soon. And we're talking about it now. And about how it is that in order to enter a reality whereby materiality is, in its essence, informational, you will have reached a state of beingness in which many more things are possible for you. And remembering, anything that occurs on this earth plane, on this earth grid, involves materiality just by the fact that it's here. This is the material plane. So everything that goes on here, everything that it has anything to do with here, and is in this reality, as in this place and quote unquote time in the sequence of things and cycles, is material. We often want to laugh when we see things like this person was a material witness. Like you could be anything else here. Of course you're a material witness. And there is no immaterial witness here. Because it's all materiality. And it needs to be treated as such. It needs to be treated with respect. But with that knowing that it is only informative and not to be pursued for its own sake. Whatever you can learn from what you have is marvelous. If you aren't learning anything from the things that you have, then maybe it's time to take another look. Now, getting back to transparency. Now, we covered transparency in terms of being in the now and in terms of, rather than judging, to see things as strictly informational. What's the third prong? It's what you bring to the table in terms of your mindset, your attitude. Because this can be part of judgments, but it can also be composed of a different type of mental matter, which is the past. And of course, anything that happened 2 seconds ago is the past. But you all know what we're talking about. And how much of the past you bring, the channel wanted to say drag, and we won't argue with that. How much of the past you drag forward with you into every moment changes how you see that moment. Because you're not seeing that moment with new eyes. You're not seeing that moment as separate and apart from every other moment you've experienced. No, you're putting it within the context of what you think you know and what you have already experienced. And this already experienced counts for all 5 senses. They all make fun of each other over past memories and what things were in terms of, well, one of the simplest one is taste. But you don't understand. that your taste isn't really what you think it is. It's information. And it's meant to teach you something. It's all meant to teach you something. You can grow here constantly. We'd call that highly successful if you're growing upward in your orientation to your experiences. The past is not an upward orientation. Obvious. It's obvious, right? It's not an upward orientation. It's a backward orientation. It's not looking forward, it's looking backward. It's not asking, what is this? It's saying, I know what this is and I like it or I don't like it. And everything else proceeds from there. So, okay, so basically, we have given you part of the class already. And it's important for you all to recognize some of the points that we make in the information, one of which is thoughts have sound. And with that, we're going to bid you until the meditation. Namaste.